And in the wider sense, how much effect do you think that the overall corporate website has on reputation and perception about the company?
I think it's huge. I think it's probably like what's happening in retail with website shopping or internet shopping is it hasn't taken over as to be the only thing. But it's certainly, for most retailers, is their biggest store at Christmas. So they sell more on the internet than they will in any one, even one of their mega stores. And it's a bit like that, I think, for companies. It's big. It's probably one of the biggest components. But it doesn't dominate to the exclusion of all else. You still need to have a pretty broad shift of appeal of getting information out to people. But it's only got potential to grow. It doesn't look like, to me, it's ever going to shrink. Yeah.
Look at me, little thing that just passes.
Yeah, it's bits within, such as, you know, blogging and Facebook pages and tweeting. Where that goes is very interesting. You know, you think it's going to be around for a long time, but history would seem to suggest there'll be a new version of it at some stage. So within it, there might be some shifts in the dynamic of it, but it's still going to be there. And, you know, companies are alive to that. We can know that by looking just at how companies do it.
I was going to say, what's your current position on looking at the social media side and influencing reputation or protecting it?
Well, I think it's protecting it. Influencing it, I think that social media is almost designed so that companies like us can't influence it. I think that the way it goes in the people who are very social media savvy are very quick to spot companies who are playing games, I think. I think that the aim is, social media is always almost, I use the word, then probably slightly at a level of self-regulating. If it looks like it's been spin or style over substance, it would get seen through. And of course, there's always one or two renegade opinions that can appear as well at that. So I think companies have to manage their reputation through it. I think there are probably some very clever companies who can get some one or two hits of creating a social, a social whirl and a social, a social sort of rising star of a product and things like that. But, you know,
you have to be in the right industry for that.
Yeah, I think these things are, I think if you think you can manage it and you think you can get it right every time, I suspect you'd probably fall into the alchemist category. So I wouldn't like anyone, I wouldn't hold with bold predictions around that. I just think it's one of these things. It has a role, and it's up to you to decide how you want to use it and how it suits your company. Now, we are not a massive business-to-consumer company. We tend to be business-to-business, so social media, for a lot of our business, would be very limited about the sort of people you'd be targeting. Our shopping centres, however, that we have out there, they do want to target shoppers to come in. So social media is a big part for them. So it's really what part of your business and who you're trying to appeal and do it that basis rather than say we've got to do something.
Yeah, it's just about knowing where the people are and using the appropriate channel for that. Picking up on something you said about the spin side and making sure that you're credible. I mean, what sort of things do you think companies need to do to come across as credible in their web communications and so on?
I think you have to be accurate. You have to have lots of information on there. So if people, I think websites, and again, I'm probably not the expert, but I know I have a view. It's like anything, you know. You have to give people information quickly, but what you have to acknowledge is that some people might want to get a little bit more of that information or to go into more detail on it. And the key thing for companies who I think want to build credibility is you can give them that information. You know, nobody likes to go on a website that after you think, oh, that's interesting, I'll just see, I want to find out a bit more about their history or their social responsibility, and you click on and there's just no second page, it's just a load of motherhood and apple pie statements. So you have to have a bit of substance there. You have to have an opinion. You have to be able to say, you know, we don't regard this as an issue for us. I learned a lot from some colleagues of mine at Boots, actually. And Boots had on their website, and I haven't checked whether this is still the case, but I'd be stunned if it isn't. they have a section on which chemicals they will use and which chemicals they won't in their products and why, and what the latest state of research is. And I was always amazed at how powerful that was when you've got groups coming onto your journalists coming on who are saying, well, what's your view on benzenes and things like that? You could just say, well, go on the website, we'll tell you whether we believe that research or whether we don't. We'll tell you how we're using it. We're telling you whether it's on our watching list, that we think that there might be some concern but there's not enough proof, so we continue to use it in minimal amounts. And I think that that was the perfect example of a trusted brand acting very credibly. Nobody could argue that they weren't telling you the truth. They weren't just giving you a load of, don't worry about it, it's safe with us. If you wanted more detail, you could find it. And I think that's what good companies do.